and the pshat in Amemar. So, is that working? So our Gemara said that according to Amemar, even if they did it together, the husband and the wife sold together, the nechsei melug, they're unable to sell it. But the truth is that this is two lashonos in the Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Nun, Amud Aleph, going on Tamud Beis. Kiyitmar de Amemar, hech de zavin ihu umeis, asya ihi umafka, inami zavna ihi umeisa, asa ihu umafik, betakanta de Rabbanan. If he sold it, so she could take it. If she sold it, he could take it because of Takana Susha. That's what Amemar said when Amemar said that the husband and the wife can't sell Nechsei Melug. It was Amemar's statement, not so clear. All Amemar said was, Ishvi Ishishamach Nechsei Melug, loss of all clothes. So the first Lashon of the Gemara assumed that meant Ish V'Isho sold independently, loss of all clothes. Why not Ish? Because he doesn't have, either because Kinyan Peros is lack of Kinyan of Tami, or even without that, because he has no schos. And why not Isha? Takanas Chachamim, right? Good. There's presumably, if you need to come Chachamim, let's assume it's like Kinyan Peros, Kinyan of Kinyan Peros are lack of Kinyan of Tami, so the husband can't sell because he's not the Iker of the island. And the wife can't sell because of Tana Susha. In which case, there's no great chiddush in Amemar. Then the Gemara says over there, Ibai Seymar, Amemar Dorak Rebbe Lazar, the Tanya, and then it quotes our whole Gemara. And according to that Lashon, they couldn't even sell together. Bevasach, in other words, L'choira, there's a big difference between the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra. According to the Lishna Basra, the reason why Amemar holds you can't sell it is because of this radical revolutionary idea that even together they can't sell, according to Rashi, because of the corporate ownership and their limitations in each one's chelak, and it's mikradin, presumably it's not because of takanas usha. Good. So basically, the stama de gemara bava kama is like the lishna basra in the Bava Basra. Fine. So that's okay. Now it happens to be that the Gemara over there is very problematic for Tosfos. And our students can get into it so much. But if you remember, according to our Tosfos, Amemar came from what? He came from the ruling of the Shem V'Ayim, right? Not from Yom Yomayim. Yet the Gemara in Bava Basra only mentioned Yom Yomayim and then used that to explain Amemar. It didn't even bring in Shem V'Ayim. So if you look actually at Tosfos in Bava Basra, he doesn't explain like our Tosfos. And I think it's a difficulty. It's a difficulty in our Tosfos. One way or the other. So, returning to our sugya, so how are we going to paskin? So if you look at the Rush in our sugya, the Rush says like this, he quotes our sugya, Aval zavni tarvayu li'alma, inami zavni ihi l'dilei, zvini zinu, kehi lishna de kainalan, kemas nisin perk mishimeis, goes the chazam, no, l'achamoso, de kol echad yachalim kor mashi ishlo. So, he quotes our Gemara. Then he quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra, and he says it makes sense that we're going to paskin like the Lishna Kama in Bava Basra. Why is that? Because it's consistent with what we know elsewhere, that when you have two people, one with the Kinyan HaPeros and one with the Kinyan HaGoth, that each one is able to sell it. So we'll paskin like the Lishna Kama, which is just basically Takana Susha, right? So it comes out then that it is going to be Shayach Mechira, even though it's not going to be B'din Yom or Yomayim. Right? If we paskin like Rabbi Lazar and the Lishna Kama of Anema, then that's what would come out. Good.
That's why would the Rosh paskin like Rabbi Lazar for sure?
Oh.
Did he say it?
Does the Rosh tell you if you paskin like Rabbi Lazar? To look. Do you remember? Did he say we paskin like Rabbi Lazar?
I think he did not.
No, that's what we're trying to figure out. It's not clear? In other words, is this a raya that is the pshat that he says we paskin that shneim enem yom yomayim, but still mechira is different? They could both sell it. Because, like the Lishna Kama there in Bava Basra, meaning to say, nobody, even Amemar might hold like Rabbi Lazar, but still he holds not that way. Or is the pshat, no, that he's just not passing like Rabbi Lazar. So, just if anyone wants to look, we're at the end of Siman Tes, that piece that I quoted. The question is, what would he say about the other did? Okay, so that's an interesting question. My feeling, perhaps, is that he is paskening that way because he's saying we paskin like Amemar, and in fact, yeah, I don't know. So that's a good question. We have to look. Maybe if we read it again more carefully, we can be medayu. How does the Rambam paskin? So if we look at Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Beis Halacha Tesvav, he says like this: Hamocher Sabdo Pasuk Yimoshi Shem Shem Shloshim Yom Yikaro Achad Mehem B'Sof Shloshim Yom Din Yiso Harei Zener Egalav Beinu B'Din Yom Yomayim Harishon Lufi She'en El Kasva Mifalov Hasheni Lufi Shadayin Eno Tachta. So at least the Rambam quite clearly is paskining like Rabbi Lazar, right? Shneim Einim B'Din Yom Yomayim. Why is he paskening that way? So if you look at the Kesef Mishnah, he writes, plug to the Tanai, Pasuk Rabbi Lazar Mishum, to Mefarshi Amorai, Taimei, because there's a whole discussion in Amorai, what's the Pshat Rabbi Lazar? Well, the Mechilta, Had Rabbi Lazar, Shem Rabbi Yitzchak, but Lisha plugged it, moreover, even though in the Bavli, there are three other Tanaim who disagree with Rabbi Lazar, but at least in the Mechilta, it's not a Machlokas, so maybe that's also a reason to pasken like Rabbi Lazar. Okay, now let's look at Ishus, Perkhav Beis, Halacha Tazayin. Machar Metalpalin Shel Nechse Tzom Barzel, Afal Pi, Shein Rishai, and Machar Mechro Kayim. Machu Shneim Benechse Melod, Bein Shalakach Men Ha'ish Tchila, Vachaz Vachach Men Ha'isha, Bein Shalakach Men Isha, Vachaz Vachach Men Ha'ish, Mechran Kayim. Rambam says that Nechse Melod, it does work. So not like Amemar? Not like Amemar. At least not like the Amemar above Kama, right? Not like Amemar above Kama. So this seems like a stira. Seems like a stira. Because again, at least if you just started with, if you only had Ar Sugya and Bava Kama, and you looked at this Rambam, you'd be very perplexed. Because our Gemara says that Amemar is like Rebbe Lazar, and if you hold Shneim Einim Din Yom Yomayim, you're also going to hold Ish Ve'ish Shemachru B'Nechzei Malog doesn't work, and yet clearly he holds it does work. So what's going on here? What's going on here? So first of all, you see, so what, the first thing that comes to mind is you could be mechalek between mechira and yomayim, like Tosfos, in our sugya. In other words, for Tosfos, this is fine, in the sense that Tosfos also holds that just from yom yomayim, you can't learn the din of mechira. So let's say, let's for a moment say, okay, so maybe the Rambam holds like Tosfos. So we'll be able to resolve that question by looking at how he paskins in Hilchos Avadim by Shein Bayim. In other words, if the Rambam is going to say that Shnehem are not Bedin Shein Ba'ayin, and he also holds Shnehem Enim Yom Yomayim, then, at least according to Tosin Ar Sevya, he should also paskin that they should be able to sell their Nechsim Alok. So let's see, what does he say over there? This is Avadim Perakei Alach HaTesvav, Mi Shechetzio Aved, Vechetzio Ben Choyvin, David Shel Shnei Shoftin, Enu Yotz Biyo Sheivarim, Lefisheinu Miyochud, L'rabo, shechav albo. So he's clearly paskining like Rebbe Elazar. And for that matter, he's saying it even with not like Tosis's theory, but any Eved of two shutvin, right? Or any type of chetzio Eved, chetzio ben chorin. So he's fully paskining like both versions of the Rebbe Elazar, both with respect to Shem Bayan and with respect to what? With respect to Yom Yomayim. So then, according to the Gemara in Bava Kamma, he must paskin that by Nechsei Melug, Shneim Enim Yichol Mochra. But the problem is, he says they are able to sell it. So that's very schwer. But that's, of course, only if you have our sugya. Once you have the sugya in Bava Basra, then we could have an answer. Right? And so we were unsure about what the Rush is, but with the Rambam, it's quite clear. The Rambam is saying, no, we're going to hold like the Lishna Kam and Baba Basra. If you hold like the Lishna Kam and Baba Basra, then actually the din of Ameimar has nothing to do with this. And din of Ameimar is an independent point. It's a combination of Reish Lakish / Takana Susha. Now, even if you hold like the Lishna Kama, that there's no hechreyach that that this would be true, but it could be. It's possible, like the Rush says, or the Reish might say, right? So the Lecha Mishnah asks this question in Avadim, Hey Tesvav Kasha, Dinir Rabbeinu Zal Pasuk Rebbe Elazar, V'chein Pasuk Perachav Beis Meilchus Rotzeach, V'Perachachovel Amar Rava. That's a kasha. V'yishloma. Perichas kesabatim. It's two lashonos. V'sov rabbeinu. Dolatu it's a kama. Ein ladamos hada meimar. Blood of Lazar. In other words, what? What's the logic? The logic is very simple. There's a gzeres hakasa by Shein Ba'ayin. There's a gzeres hakasa by Yom Yomayim. So therefore, in those cases, this is true. Mashen ken mechira. Lenin mechira. You know, it's almost like bothered by Tosis's question. He's not going to read the Gemara like Tosfos, but he's going to paskin in a way that would make Tosfos happy. Fine. Because otherwise, Shutfin could never be able to sell. So the way the Rambam reads, according to the Lecha Mishnah, is that Enochanami, according to the Lishna Basra and Baba Basra, / the Stama de Gemara Bava Kamma, that's the absurd conclusion that the Gemara reaches, that Shutfin could never ever sell, even regular Shutfin. In other words, Tosfos said that's ridiculous, right? So he made this big Daichak in the Gemara in Bava Kamma, and it's even more Daichak in the Gemara Bava Basra. So the Rambam said, no, Taka, what Tosfos says is inconceivable. The Rambam said is exactly what the Lishna Basra in Bava Basra holds, and exactly what the Gemara Bava Kamma holds. But we will never paskin that way, because Taka Taisus is right, it's a bit ridiculous. So the Mela, how do we paskin? We're going to paskin like the Lishna Kamma in Bava Basra. And even though usually, you know, it's a little strange, usually you're going to always want to paskin like the Lishna Basras, that's the Derech of the Rambam, as we saw recently, the Gra pointed out. And especially because it's the stomach of the Gemara and Bava Kama. The Gemara, you know, if you have one place where it's two Lishnas and one case where it's stomach, you'd expect to paskin like the stomach. But that's what the Lechem Mishnah says, since it's such a ridiculous conclusion that Shutfin could never sell, that's why we're going to basically accept the Lishna Kama in Bava Kama. Right? Now, let's just note for one moment, you know, what's being taken for granted. In other words, yesterday we saw Rashi, Rid, and Ravid all try to have various versions whereby Rabbi Lazar's Shita by Ish v'Isha Shemachru b'Nechsein Melug wouldn't necessarily apply to Stam Shutfin, right? Even if the din of Yom Yomayim would apply to Stam Shutfin, or Shein V'Ayin would apply to Stam Shutfin. Tosfos, as we saw yesterday, thought that was impossible. And so do Rambam and Rush, which is why they're taking this very derech, this alternative mahalich, because, again, this very innovative, fascinating mahalich that Rashi, Ravid, Rid, each one in their own way takes this concept of corporate ownership and the difference between corporate ownership and shutfis is very mechudash. So Rambam, Tosfos, Rush don't hold of it, which is why they're forced, Tosfos, to reread our sugya, and Rambam, Rush to paskin against our sugya. Basically, that's what's going on here. Now, and therefore, if you hold the, like, okay, or you could learn like the Lishna Kama, the way the Lechem Mishnah says it is a little differently. He doesn't want to say exactly what I said, because he doesn't want to make any position, even the Lishna Basra, according to the Rambam, hold that Shutfin can't sell, right? Because that's inconceivable. So the way the Lechem Mishnah learns it up is that the Lishna Kama in Bava Basra would learn Shutfus in a regular way, but then Amemar has nothing to do with the cases of Avadim. And the Lishna Basra in Bava Kama / the Gemara Bava Kama learn like Tosfos. That when it says Shutfin, it doesn't mean regular Shutfin. Right? In other words, according to the Lishna Kama, you can't learn from Mechira Shein V'Ayin or Yom Yomayim because it's a Zer Sokasov. And therefore, when Amemar said Shutfin, when Rabbi Lazar says Shutfin, it could be regular Shutfin. And the Lishna Basra in Bava Basra / the Stama de Gemara in Bava Kama says no, that you can learn Mechira from Shein V'Ayin and Yom Yomayim, and when it's a Shutfin, it's a very limited case of Shutfin. It's Peros and Gof. Good. Now, the only, you know, the difficulty with this Malach and the Rambam is only that, again, it means that the Rambam is paskining against the Stama de Gemara in Bava Kama, and like the Lishna Kama and Bava Basra, which, again, I don't, you know, it's not inconceivable, but it's a bit surprising. But if you say, like we said in Rashi, then maybe you could be Miyashi. In other words, you can't learn from Yom Yomayim / Shein V'Ayin, because that's a Zer Sakasif. And we don't paskin like Ameimar, because according to Ameimar, Ish V'Isha Shemach V'Nafsi V'Log, it doesn't work. Now, it still will be true that if the woman sells it without the man, it's not valid, because we pass the money to Kamasusha. And if the man sells it without the woman, it won't work, because Kinyan Peres Lavka Kinyan Aguf Dami. Right? So, in a sense, it comes out very similar to the Lishna Kama and Bava Basra, but not Mikoach the Lishna Kama. Because we won't want to pass the money to Lishna Kama against Bava Basra. Rather, it's because we paskin like Reish Lakish and Takana Susha, right? So the din is like the Lishna Kama, but not because we're paskin like the Lishna Kama. We're going to paskin like the Stama de Gemara in Bava Basra, Bava Kama. Oh. Now, then you have to ask, so why didn't he paskin like Amemar? And that's because we paskin like Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina. That if it wasn't for Takana Susha, right, they could both, that she would be able to sell it. So then, Tyler showed me that a similar point is made explicitly by the Yad Ramah over there in Bava Basra, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, Os Kuf Sadi Gimel. He says like this: Leise Lai Peruka Da Kaimalan Rav Yosi Baruch Hanina Desfira Lai Dei Lav Takanas Usha Ki Zvina Ihi Umesa Zvina Zvini. We paskin that were not for Takanas Usha, what would be if she sold it? It would work. So we don't hold Vamema. We want to pass on like Rebbe Lazar, so the Rama says a little later, Rafagav, the Sugya Makaman, Rebbe Lazar, Hasan, Hu Da Amar Krak, Kaspa, Miyuchad Lo, Sakzer Sakasav, but otherwise, no. The Rashba is a different Mahalach, because of these questions, he basically passed against Rebbe Lazar and against Amemar in Baba Kama, rather, like the Lishna Kama, Amemar in Baba Basra. Okay, good. Let us go on. Says the Mishnah. Hatekeya l'chaveiro nosin lo sela. So what does tokeya l'chaveiro mean? So clearly, we're talking here about a case where lo charsho, because we already saw earlier that if charsho nosin lo dumei kulo. So it means that you were tokeya l'chaveiro, but you didn't deafen the person. So what does tokeya mean? So look at Rashi. Hatokeya l'chaveiro, he koal ozno, lashon mori, punched him in the ear, lishnachri, not tokeya mamish, or he blowed a shofar into his ear. Now, obviously, these two lishonos are very different, because tokeya, blowing a shofar into the ear, being chayev, is a much bigger chiddush, right? What's interesting, though, is if you just look at the Gemara and Sadi Aleph and Aleph, we'll get here tomorrow, Bezer Hashem, or Sunday, but, or Monday, whatever it is, the Gemara later on does seem to assume that tokeya means blowing a shofar or noise, because it says like this, middle of Tzadi Aleph and Aleph, Hamavis is chaveiro, pater medine adam chayv dine shamayim, ketzad, taka ve'ozno, chir shel pater, achzo ve'taka ve'ozno, v'chir shel chayv. So I assume over there, everybody agrees that taka ve'ozno means noise. So why does Rashi give you another lashon over here? So maybe because it doesn't say achzo. Now there's the Gemara there says later on, makes clear, is that tokeya mamish is only chayev achzo, v'taka ba'ozno. So since it doesn't say in the Mishnah, achzo v'taka ba'ozno, so that's why the first lashon says, oh, here it means punched him in the ear. According to the second lashon, that it means tokeya mamish, I would assume it's achzo v'taka ba'ozno, unless you're going to say it's a machlokas. But we'll see that later on. So nosin lo sela, Rashi says, mishum boshas. So the Rambam writes about this, which we actually talked about earlier, that it's primarily boshas. Maybe it sounds like from Rashi that there's only boshas. Now, as Rambam says, there's certain types of wounds. We saw this Rambam a little earlier. We should go back to it, but that certain types of wounds that are primarily boshas, maybe, you know, there's a little bit of tsar, like slapping and these cases of our Mishnah. And chachamim were kovei set amounts of nezek. And Rambam said it was because of the kanas. We'll have to figure that out. Rashi also had a similar lashon earlier in the Masechta, what that means. Again, it's clearly not a full-fledged kenas, because we're going to have the machlokas tanaim in the Mishnah about that point. But anyway, the Rambam says that these are things that are are primarily boshes, but might have other components as well. There might be some tsar, for example. Rashi at first glance sounds like he's saying only boshes. In other words, a selah is for the boshes. Okay, let's read on. Yehuda Omer, Mishem Yosek Lili, Mana, Satro, Nosin Lama Sayim, Zuz, La'achar Yado. Apparently, that's a more offensive type of thing. So then, even more. No, say no, I will make those. Saram be ozno, talish be saro, raka kvigia bo roko, haver taliso mi manu, hara rosha isha beshuk, no, say no, arba me ozuz. What is saram? Rashi says mashach. Uvichoro shamati, lashon poge. So that's sort of interesting. What does poge mean? Now, there was in that case, by Pogay, there's also going to be some nezek, right? Like we saw in Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph by Paske L'Rosh Ozdei. So maybe, it goes back to what I said before, when Rashi's in Mishum Boshes, I said, sounds like Rashi's disagreeing with the Rambam, only Boshes. Maybe Rashi would agree. Or maybe here he's giving two Lashonos. In other words, that's the difference between the first Lashon of Tsaram versus the second Lashon of Pogay. Meaning to say, again, two possibilities. If you hold of the second Lashon in Rashi Tzaram, then the cases of the Mishnayos are not going to be limited to Boshas. Maybe like the Rambam, they would still be primarily Boshas, but certainly not exclusively Boshas. Whereas according to the first Lashon, could be exclusively Boshas.
Does the Rambam mean that there will be other payments?
No. This is only for Boshas. Right. But it means about which things were the Chachamim misaking these fixed amounts when it's the damages that are primarily Moshe's. And, you know, you have to figure out why they choose to do set amounts. Is it because of the difficulty in evaluation? Is it because of a kanas? Because these are really chutzpah dikah things to do. So we'll get back to that. Okay? Continuing in the Mishnah. Again, a lot of these points in the Mishnah, what we'll return to as we go back to the Gemara. Zakal akol afi chvodos. Again, the Gemara will explain what that means and what the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva is, who's saying what. Rabbi Akiva, afidu anim, shabi Yisrael, rawanosan, ki ilu heim b'nei, chayrin, shiyodu minachseihem, shem b'nei avin tzchiyakos. As we talked about before, there seems to be a machlokas Rambam and Rush about this question of whether the relationship between the machlokas here and the machlokas earlier in the parak about evaluating other things. Umaisa bechot she para rosha isha b'shuk basal of Rabbi Akiva v'chiyavu li tein la arba me'uzuz amr lo Rabbi tein li zman v'nasam lo zman Shamro medes ala pesach atzera. He trapped her. Shavar sakad b'fanel v'o kisir shemen. Gilsis rosh avaysa mat pachas. Umanachas yada arosha. Hamid ala edim uvalifne Rabbi Akiva merlei. Rabbi, lezu, and he knows in Arvane Azuz, that's totally unfair. She's not caring about this type of thing. Why? So these points we'll get back to best decision. Sort of interesting what's behind this question. If you look back on Lamed Vav of the base, by din de ayraisa, you require manetzuri. So why is this a suffix? Is it because of the points that we mentioned from Rashi and the Rambam that these are takanos or knasos? In other words, according to that explanation, you could understand why we had a suffix, because there really is a tashlum and deraisa here, but this fixed amount is a din derabanan. So which one is it? How do we look at that? Okay, take a look at Tosfos over there. Tashma. Do gafet to talk a little chavrei. Asal kamei Rabbi Yehuda nesiya amar lei. Hana Rabbi Yosef glili havlei manetzuri. Shmami no manetzuri shma tanan shmami. That's explicit manetzuri. But now we want to understand what exactly Rabbi Yehuda nesiya is saying with this very cryptic statement. Ay ha ana ha Rabbi Yosef glili. What does he mean to say? Ile machi kamar lei. Hana. I saw you do this, so therefore you're chayav. How much do you pay? Rabbi Yosi Aglili, damar manatzuri, and therefore zil havle manatzuri. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was saying. So if that's true, ask the Gemara l'nameimra de'ed nasadayan. In other words, over here, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was both being serving as the aid and serving as the dayan. Batanya. Sanhedrin Shabbat Echash Haragas Anefesh Miktsasa Nasu Eidin U Miktsasan Nasu Dayanim Divi Rebbe Tarfon. Sanhedrin watches a murder, and some of the judges will be Eidim, some will be Dayanim. Rebbe Tarfon's opinion, Rebbe Akiva Omer Kulan Eidim. In other words, none of them are valid anymore as Dayanim. They could serve as witnesses. You have to find another set of judges. So says the Gemara. Ad kam lo, kam Rabbi Tarfon ella, demiktsasa nasu daya edim, umiktsasa nasu dayanim, avled nasu dayim, lo kamar. So both, according to Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva, what Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya did was wrong. And even though here we're talking about dinei mamonos, presumably there's no difference. Now, the next couple of lines, it's not clear if we're goris them, the Rashba takes it out, but let's read our girsa. Kitanya hi, kigayin jiro balayla, delal mevadina ninu. When is it true that we have this machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon? Kshiro balayla. So that's why everybody agrees, ain eidna sedayin. But over here, when it was by day, in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, the guy hit the other one. So therefore, it was okay. Big question is going to be, does that mean it's going to be okay both according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon? Or maybe just according to Rabbi Tarfon? Let's figure that out. It would be interesting if it meant just Rabbi Tarfon. That would mean Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is passing like Rabbi Tarfon. Vibay Seima. Hachi ke'amerle hana tzvirli k'rabi yusi aglili damer manetzuri v'hasahadi demisadi v'cha zil havle manetzuri. So then there's nothing particularly interesting about the story other than we see that we paskin manetzuri. But Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was not acting as a dayan. Okay. So then we get into the issue of Umdina, which we'll do, I think, later. So let's start with a couple of interesting points relating to this machlokas about Eidna Sadayin or not, especially the points that come out from our sugya. So the question, first of all, I guess, that I alluded to when I was reading Gemara is, would Rabbi Akiva agree? We have this idea that by day, lo tehei shmiya gdola meriya. That's, and therefore be okay. Well, does Rabbi Akiva agree to this? So the Ravid over here addresses that question, and he actually has two answers. And this might relate to, and we'll get back to this point in a moment, the source for Rabbi Akiva and why Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Tarfon. For example, if you think that the source is Rabbi Akiva is because Vitzila Eida Tzach L'Hafich B'Schuso, so one would have imagined, intuitively I would have thought, that the reason why Rabbi Akiva says Enid Nasadayan is because he won't be able to inhabit Escuso. He have to be able to see the other possibilities. So that would be true, even if you are being a Dayan and Lo Tesh Migdol Nriya, right? What difference does it make if it's because you witnessed it or because somebody's telling it to you? Or maybe there are other possibilities. Well, let's look at the Ravid. So the Ravid, as I said, his first explanation is, I'll read it because you don't have it. Hadatar etzacha b'melseid Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Tarflin kikon shiru b'layla mishum Rabbi Tarflin etzterech av Rabbi Akiva afilu ra'u b'yo nami em nas in dayanim mishum tekev l'chazu dekato na'asha zulo chazu l'eskusa bachis b'rash Hashanah. First explanation of the Ravid is very simple. The Gemara says, Hachmeski, you know, Shiru Balaila. And the story of Yudah Naseya was Bayo. Good. So, does that mean it worked with Kulei Alma? No, absolutely not. Because what's the story of Rabbi Akiva? They have to be able to be Mabech B'Schuso. So, could Rabbi Yudah Naseya be Mabech B'Schuso? Of course not. So, therefore, it's going like Rabbi Tarfon. Good. Now, again, we'll have to get back to the issue of Rabbi Akiva's position by Dine Mamanus, but let's look at the second lashon, the second interpretation of the Rashba, Ravid. Pirsha Acher. Deha avadai lo akshilei im rabiyom shalo yehei dayet. De pshita lan hamilsa shalo teish migdol miriya. No. It's talking about biyom. If it's biyom, once we say it's biyom, then of course you could be a dayan, even according to Rabbi Akiva. Why? Lo teish migdol miriya. But the story of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya was where Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya was an aid. There was aidus. It wasn't based off of Lotesh Megdol Riya. He's Melef Nechavera, but joining them as one of the judges. Right? He was an aid Hameid as well as a Dayan. Belzehik Shev Etchila. How could that be? But here it's like the Masdisa Mishruva Laila. Uplig Dei Chazulei Schuso Lo. Avo Biyom Afilu Ha'ed Nasidayin. So that's what the Gemara is answering. In other words, Biyom, even according to Rabbi Akiva, Ha'ed Nasidayin. Lo Teish Mi'ed Dol Mi'ed. But then, interestingly enough, he says, the Chazur b'mizavatera, mizavateres. But the Gemara in Baba Kama gives a second answer, right? Inami. And in the second, or Ibaizema. In Ibaizema, that's not true, right? So v'chazur b'mizavateres, v'amar ki liolam, ha'ed eno dan, but you didn't see liolam shalo ha'ed klal. Really, the aid can't be done. Can't have an aid be done, an act of aid. Allah, Anas, verily. In other words, in the story is that Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya was not acting as a Dayan. Good. So let's focus on the second parish of the Ravid, because it's quite fascinating. Right? In other words, according to the Lishna Kama, according to the second shot of the Ravid, so if Rabbi Akiva would be mode biyom, that to the principle of Lo Teish Migdol Miriya, and even though Rabbi Akiva generally invalidates Eina Eid Nasadayan, but that's when he's being an aid, but not when the case is being adjudicated through Lo Teish Migdol Miriya. The problem is wearing two hats, if you wish. Wearing one hat's okay. Lo Teish Migdol Miriya, they're not wearing two hats. It's okay. Now, the problem is, right, the big kasha on this, which seemingly makes no sense, is like this. Rabbi Akiva's ruling is rooted in the obligation to be Mahapech Beshuso, right? He has to be able to see the other side. And we said that if he's an aide, he can't see the other side. So L'chaira, if he's acting as the Dayan, we're going to still have that problem, right? Why aren't we concerned that he's not going to be able to see the other side? So that's the big question we have to ask in this Ra'abit. And we'll say, Be'ezus Hashem, three pshatim, each one very interesting in terms of how to, three possibilities how to explain this Ra'abit.
Okay.
Yeah.
But meaning, Lemaisa, I mean, it's only a kashan the havim, the Ra'abit would assume that the
I don't have a meaning, but yeah, it's only a kashan the lishna kama, correct. We don't paskin this Lemaisa. You are correct.
But meaning, isn't the Gemara at the end, I mean, the part that we didn't read, isn't it mavur that the Gemara, unless that Gemara is only within the Lishna Basra, doesn't sound, the stomach Gemara sounds like Rabbi Kiva is like the Lishna Basra, not the Lishna Kama. Because the case where it says, are you really telling me that Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold of Enei Nasadayim, but what about this thing he said to Shimon HaTimni about them being in Beis Din? That's a case of Re'iyamamish, Beyom.
Okay, good. So, excellent point. So that might be why the Ra'avit says we accept the second answer. Mm-hmm. Good. So what's the what's the reason? So the first thing I thought of is that maybe it's a difference between that halacha is only true with respect to kabbalas edos, not when you're acting as a dayan. Why? Because the act of kabbalas edos is basically pretending I don't know, and then adjudicating based off of what I hear. So, if I witnessed it, I can't do that, right? Because what do you mean I can't? I don't know. I saw it. So why is it okay, then? Why are we not worried when we have lotesh migdol riya? Because if there's certainty, then there's no need for that. In other words, when Beis Din witnessed, the whole Beis Din witnessed the murder, bayom. So there's no sfeikos. There's no sfeikos, and therefore, when there's no sfeikos, you don't need eidos, essentially. Where would I see such a thing besides here? So there's a famous Rambam, Perek Chav Dalet of Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam over there writes, Yesh l'dayin l'dun b'dinei ma'onis al p'yadvarim sh'day tonel t'lehan, sh'ed emes, v'davar chazak b'libo shulchein, af al p'y She'en sham raya bura. Even though we always know you need edim for mamonis and shnei edim and the like, but that's not always true. If you could be certain about something without shnei edim, then you could be motzi mamon. Sounds what the Rambam is saying. And skipping towards the end of that halacha, v'chein kol kiyotze b'zeh. She'en adavar maser el libo shel dayan l'fima she'yir elo shehu din emes. In other words, a judge can judge based off of what he thinks is the truth. Im kein lama tzricha tayra shnei edim. So then why do we need shnei edim? Why don't we just say that the judge goes and, you know, like an American law, right? Everybody presents the arguments and the judges say, okay, you know, this is what we think. So the answer is, shevzman sheyavau lifnei hadayin shnei edim, Yadun al piedu, sanaf al pishen yodayab in the MS heidu o besheker. Now, of course, the dayan has to do whatever he can to make sure that the edim are telling the truth, and there's drishas and there's hakiros and the like. Maybe less for mumminess, maybe not. But one with the other, the point is that the dayan can't be malam in MS. He can't say, oh, I think these edim are a bunch of liars, vihei kolar talui bitzavaram, as the Rambam says as well. But the point is, that Eidos is basically in a case of uncertainty, then you follow Eidos. And that's when the Torah is Mechadesh, the Parsha of Eidos. And it's a Chiddush, Taka, as the Rambam also says elsewhere. It's a Chiddush. In other words, Mechatesi, just because two witnesses that are, you know, true, they have a Cheskas Kashrus and the like, they're telling the truth. Right? We wouldn't trust Moshe Aharon. So it's a Gzeres HaKasav, if you will, that we accept the testimony of Eidim. But the point is, the Rambam is saying, when do you need Eidim? You need Eidim basically when you don't know, right? Im kein lama tzricha tara eshnei Eidim. That's when you don't know. Afal pishenu yodeya. And you don't even know if the Eidim are telling the truth. So then there's this Gzeres HaKasav, right? In other words, in a certain sense, even though I as the dayan have a bit of, I can't say that I'm 100% certain that Reuven is chayav to Shimon money, right? But if there are two witnesses that say, Ischayev, and I did Rishos, and I did Chakiros, I did everything I can, I'm still, you know, am I 100% sure? No. I don't think it's false. That's a different thing. Then you can't pass on something you think is false. But am I 100% certain? I'm not 100% certain. Since they're Edom, that says Chayev. Chayev is a diving and a paskin, you're Chayev. And that's where the Torah was Mechadish, the Chiddush, the Parsha of Edus. If you wish, there's two ways of knowing information. There's through definitive knowledge, and then there's through external information. So if you take that second route, then they have to be unbiased. V'shavtu ha'eda v'tzilu ha'eda. Now, there is an important thing to note. Right now I'm conflating Malamus and Nefashos. We'll return to that. But there is, when you're taking that second route of paskening based off of Eidos, the Dayanim don't know what happened, so they're relying on the testimony of Eidos. So then we have Shavtu Eidah Tzil Eidah, they have to be Mahapech B'Schuso, they have to have an open mind, and we say, so when you're taking the Eidos track of adjudicating a decision, so then you must be able to be Mahapech B'Schuso, Ein Eid Nasidai. That's when Rabbi Akiva says Ein Eid Nasidai. But if it's a different part, Lo Teish Migdom Ria, the Beis Din witnessed this, so then they don't need that obligation to be Mahapech B'Schuso, because that obligation is in the world of paskening based off of Eidos. Paskening when you don't know what happened and you're following Eidos, so you have to be able to see both sides. But when you're taking the first track of Psak, namely through definitive knowledge, and again, whether that works by Nefashos is a different question, but at the very least, let's say in terms of Mamonos, which is our Sovya, so then you could do that. And you might see this in other places in the Rambam. You might see this in the Rambam Shita Bakilei Milsa, that certain types of things that are clear-cut, you don't need Eidos on them, or you don't need the Torah, the rules, the Parsha of Eidos, Eidos Pasulis Kasser, and the like. Now, this is a great pshat, except you could ask one question on that, which is, if this is right, so then it should work even if they witnessed it at night. Right? It's clear, even according to this approach of the Ravid in the Gemara, they saw it at night, this isn't true. So why can't I say no? Let's say the whole Beis Din saw it at night, but they still have certain knowledge of it during the day, so they'll paskin based off of that knowledge. Right? But clearly we're not saying that way. Clearly we're saying that they can't paskin during the day based off of their knowledge at night. So it seems that this Mahalech is wrong. That the Edim, that the Dayanim, even when they know something with 100% clarity and certainty, they still can't paskin based off of that knowledge. They have to, they need, if the event took place at night. Well, let's figure out why. We'll go back to that question in a couple minutes. Why is it true, Taka? Because Lachar, we brought a very nice ride from the Rambam to possibility one. So let's figure out why possibility one is wrong, but it does seem it's clearly wrong. It does seem it's clearly wrong. So that brings us to possibility number two, which is that there must be, clearly, Kabbalas Eidos Bayom, right? So if they saw it at night, you can't paskin in this case. Again, at least by Dine Nefashos, by Ritzicha, you can't paskin it. You need Kabbalas Eidos, and Kabbalas Eidos has to be Bayom. Therefore, doesn't matter how certain they are when they witnessed it at night, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's nothing you could do. You got to get other dayanim. So, what's the pshat then in the Ravid? So you have to say it a little differently, which is similar to what we said before, but different. That a judge can judge, again, based off of two forms of Kabbalah's evidence. One is replay, and the second is live. Right? Replay is what we call Kabbalah's evidence. It's a recreation of the event in front of the Dayanim. There's a number of ways in which you actually see that Kabbalas Eidos isn't just telling what happened, but it needs to be a recreation. One of them is the Sugya by Mevarech Es Hashem, that we make the Eidim say what he said, and then we make the Dayanim Terkriya. And everybody Terkriya, right? The Eidim don't have Terkriya, they did it already. Right? They can't just, like, let the Dayana know what happened without actually like saying this most horrific thing and then having to Tekriya again. And why do you have Tekriya? They're just saying what he said. It's an interesting idea. But anyway, there's two ways. There's replay versus or live. Now, then what's our Gemara saying, at least in this first answer? That replay has an inherent uncertainty, and therefore there are rules. Among those rules are the Edim, I guess the Dayanim, have to be unbiased, so they could be Mahapech Bishuso, right? That is one of the rules of replay. And that is necessary, because the Torah is Mechadesh, that, exactly sort of what we said in the first shot, that you believe the witnesses, even though you're somewhat uncertain as to whether the event actually took place. But when the Dayanim adjudicate based off of Ru'iyah, there's no recreation of the event. The event happened live. They're adjudicating in a different way based off of their witnessing of the event. And therefore, this din of Mahapech Bishuso doesn't apply. Right? Why do you have to Mahapech Bishuso? B'shaftu Eid V'tzila Eida. That's talking about when you're donning Alpi Kabbalas Eidos. But when you're donning Alpi, you know, live, right? You're the referee, you're not the instant replay. When you're donning live, so then that's not needed. Now, that's very surprising that would be true. But the truth is that the Balamor actually says this. Now, the Balamor doesn't hold to this right. I'll tell you what the Balamor says in a minute. It's in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yom Beis, Daf Yerif. But he does say that this is true. Now, the Balamor says something different. I'll tell you what the Balamor says, and then we're just using a Nakuda he says to explain the right. But the Balamor says like this. He's trying to explain the two drashos that we have for Rabbi Akiva. We'll see that in a moment. Right? Tosus is already bothered by the issue. There's multiple possible sources for this principle of Einid Nasadayim. So the way that the Balamor says it is that the Iker Tam of Rabbi Akiva is Ad Shiyamod, right? Minayin L'Sanhedrin Shiro V'Achat Sharad Esenefesh She'enu Misen Oso Ad Shiyamod V'Based in Acher Shenemar Ad Amdo L'Fnei Ha'ida L'Mishpat. Right? So Mimela, if that's Taka the Pshat in Rabbi Akiva, there's no difference between Yom and Laila, right? In both cases, he's going to say it's possible. So the problem is, what about the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? Right, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Akiva says, V'shavto Eid V'tzila Eida, that the reason why an Eid can't be a Dayan is because V'shavto Eid V'tzila Eida. So the Balamor says, that's Rabbi Akiva talking to Rabbi Tarfon, L'shitascha, Rabbi Tarfon, you don't hold of this drasha that I hold of. The drasha I hold of would taka make it possible, Ben B'yom, Ben B'layla. You don't hold of that, but even you should agree that by night it's possible. In other words, if the event took place at night, the aid can't be a dayan, because v'shavtu aida v'tzilu aida. Since they're donning al pi aidos and not al pi re'ia, then you should agree. So what is the Balamor saying, basically, Tov Dvarav? He's saying that if the whole source is, or the Iker source of Rabbi Akiva is V'shavtu Eid V'tzila Eida, then what's the halacha? Then Taka would only apply by night, where you need Eidos, and there's a din of V'shavtu Eid V'tzila Eida, and not by day, where their method of adjudication is not through Kabbalah's Eidos, but a different method. It's not through replay, it's through live. The din of V'shavtu Eid V'tzila Eida is a din when a case is being adjudicated Al-Pi Kabbalah's Eidos. Not when it's being adjudicated live. So, the Rivet, at least in this tzad, is saying, Taka, the source for Rabbi Akiva is V'shavtu Eid V'tzila Eida, and therefore, that's a din in adjudication through Kabbal Seidos, and Memela won't apply to live. Yeah.
But don't you have essentially the same kasha we had in the first Mahalach?
No. The first Mahalach said, I was trying to argue, that you need v'shavtu eida v'tzila eida, even if it's live, but you have it because there's no uncertainty. You only need v'shavtu eida v'tzila eida when there's uncertainty. right.
And you're going...
And then I said, oh, if that's right, so even if Rabbi Lila, there's still uncertain, there's still certainty, and it should be fine. So now I'm taking a twist. It's not totally different, but it's a twist. Say no. Taka, even anytime you're using Eidos, you need B'shalto Evitzilo Eida, and you're going to have to reject the possibility of Eid Ma'asadai. But when it's live, then you don't need it.
Even if...
Now, you could try to then say, you know, what's the reason, and go back to something like the first pshat. But the difference between the first pshat and the second pshat is that the first pshat is saying you need B'shalto Evitzilo Eida under all circumstances, and you have it. It's just not a problem that they're also Dayanim, because anytime they're passing based off of certainty, you don't need to be able to see the other side.
But right, but now...
Now we're saying no. Anytime you're... Even if you happen to be certain, that's not good enough. Because you need Eidos. And when you need Eidos, in other words, if it happened at night, if you can't paskin live, right? If you need Eidos, so then you're stuck, right?
But then I don't understand... that. Like, the chiluk isn't really... doesn't really like we're just saying like well these are two different things and I'm going to apply the din to one of them and not to the other one.
That's correct.
But like the that's reason doesn't seem to like if we're still assuming that Makar the din is the Mar Rosh Hashanah, so then that chiluk doesn't really have anything to do with that reason.
So maybe we'll explain it a little more later, but for now it's a good hara. But that's what the Baal HaMor says, right? The Baal HaMor says that the din of Shavu'ot Eid Ratzila Eida is relevant only when you're adjudicating through Kabbalas Eidos. You need Kabbalas Eidos unless it's live. You say something?
I think we have addressed the question in Seder.
Yeah?
I think we said that since when you're being done Al Pi Eidin, the Hainu replay Al Pi Rov, there's this uncertainty. Therefore, even if there's no, in a case where there's no uncertainty, the Hainu Rov Belila,
okay, now there's merging the two answers. That since Eidos usually has uncertainty, so that's when B'shavto Eidos B'shavto Eidos. When it's live, so then there isn't. In other words, taking the star of the first answer and using it to explain the Baal HaMor. But it's
because that's
it's
usually
a low blow. Usually when you're downing Al Pi Eidos, it's because there's uncertainty, and therefore you have to not be able to choose it. Or have better going. Maybe. The third mahalich is found, it's all actually really the opposite of the second mahalich, and it's found in the Ritva. The Ritva Makos, on the Afriyat Basement Aleph, talks about this whole sugya. It's the opposite of the second mahalich, because if you need Vitzilu Aida, then it's pasha, you should pasul by yom, because you shouldn't be, you're not able to do mahalich b'schuso. And really the reason for Rabbi Akiva is because the sugya in Bava Kamma holds that it has nothing to do with Vitzilu Eida. Right? Now there's a Ritva there, says in Makos, he's dealing with the issue of the multiple sources for Rabbi Akiva, trying to figure out which one is right. And he basically says, well, actually it's a machlokas and sugyos. We see two different sugyos give two different reasons, it's a machlokas. And clearly, he agrees with the Ravid's reading of the Gemara Bava Kamma, namely that according to Rabbi Akiva, what's the din? It's kasher beyond. Well, if the reason for Rabbi Akiva is Vitzilu Eida, that's not going to be true. Must be. That's not, according to the Gemara Bava Kamma, the reason for Rabbi Akiva is not Vitzilu Eida. Right? Tarot Rabbi Akiva Mishem Dachse Vitzilu Eida, Vakim Dachazu Dekato Nasha Sulo Chazi Leishusa, Deha Asmach Ve'ala, V'anachanu, Dehacha Iker Drasha, V'hanu, Deha Sometime Lekraninu, Vade sugya de pligin, de bepera kachol vel sabitam de kra, mishom de ein eina sedayin, de sugya de Rosh Hashanah sabitam de kra, mishom vitzilu. Binaf galan, lefum sugya de pera kachol vel, de chol mai de aminan, de chol dochta de hadia de eina sedayin, hai kra, de ad amdo, naf galan. You learn it out from ad amdo, so then you don't need to be ma'abich b'schuso, and it's only going to apply when they are acting, when there's Eidim, and therefore, it's fine. Good. So we have three possibilities to explain be Raivim, though we had issues with the first and the second. Now, this brings us to a question that we sort of raised but didn't answer, which is, why is it Taka that according to Rabbi Akiva, if you have certainty, you can't be done? Right? And actually, if you look at Rabbi Chanan is in the Kovet Shurim Rabbi Basra Os Shin Chaf Tes, he asks this question. He says like this, L'chayr Kasha Teha lo Ivru Sadi Ela L'Shakri V'Kevan Shiyodin Amaisa V'Birur Lama lo Yuchlu Ladin al piedusa yidiasan, right? If the dayanim all witness the event, they have certainty. So why can't they done based on the yidia? Umizeh mochrach, moshkas of taisus reishgetin, deafilu hamaisa emes, en lasos ela beedus ksheira. So what do you see? You see from our Gemara, where we passel these dayanim who witness the event, that it's not enough to know. You need Eidos. Avokasha. De'amai lo ne'ma kavachomer. Lo teishmir gdol mi'adiyya. Kedaminan lenin ria. If we have a kavachomer, lo teishmir gdol mi'adiyya. Right? That's why. Bayom, it's okay. So say better kavachomer. Lo teishmir gdol mi'adiyya. In other words, what does Shmiya do? It makes you know it. So if you know it, that should be enough. That's his question. He leaves off the question without an answer. In other words, like the Rambam says. Rambam says. Now again, Rambam is talking about mamonos. But is that going to be our answer? That mamonos is different, nefashos isn't? If I nefashos, you need Eidos. It's not enough to have Yediyah. But by Mamonos, it's enough. Or no, even by Mamonos, perhaps, just knowing something wouldn't be enough. And this is actually an answer that the Nesivos HaMishpat gives. It's in the Biurim Simen Tesvav Os Beis. He quotes this Rambam, and he says, well, maybe if you actually look at the examples that the Rambam gives, it's not that Beis Din could just paskin based off of whatever they think is correct. Let's read the Rambam carefully. Let's look at his actual examples. He writes, again, Sanhedrin Chav Dalet Aleph. He says, Ketzah, Hareshin Eschad Adam Shvua the Beis Din. Bamer Ladayin Adam Shehu Neman Etzlo Shedaito Samechas Alvav Shezeh Ish Chashud Ala Shvua. Yesh la'ayin, l'dayin l'apo chashvua al shekenegdo v'lishava v'litol ha'wil v'sam chadayto shal dayin al divrei zeh afilu ha'isa isha u'aved ne'manim etzlo ha'wil u'matza davar chazak v'nachon b'libo somech alav v'dayin. That is because the dayin really believes that this guy is a liar, he's going to be mahabich v'shvua. And he knows it's a liar based off of a woman, let's say. But the Rambam isn't just saying, oh, the Dayan can do whatever he wants. What is he doing? He's being Mahapech HaShvua based off of this. Ve'ein Sarach Lomar Miyadahu Atzmo Shezach HaShem, that he could be Mahapech HaShvua. Ve'cheinim Yatza Shtarchov Lafana, Ba'amr Lo Adam Shesamach Alav Afil Isha Ukaro Zeh Paruahu. Im Samcha Daito Advar Yesh Lo Lomar Lo Zeh Lo Tifra Ela B'Shvua. So again, he could be Mechayev a Shvua. Oh, im haya shtarchov la'acher, yitim lezeh shalo nifkam shtaro klal, v'yaniach zeh shenifkam shtaro b'divrei ha'achad. Oh, yash lecha shtar v'fana v'lo yadun bo k'fi mashire. V'chein mi sheba v'tan sheyesh lo pikado neitzel ploni, the whole, like, unbelievable story. Chok yotzi lezeh. Hadavar masu l'libo shal da'i. In other words, Rambam isn't necessarily saying that the Dayan could do whatever he wants, even based off of a certain knowledge. Tain is has wiggle room, like to be mehapei cheshvua, to not judge the case or the like, not to rely on the shtar. Right, Nira, dafka umdina she umdina l'chah. That's one possibility. Another possibility is that all of these examples are, the way the Mesilos puts it, is dafka umdina she umdina l'chah ha'olah, kigam yediya be'chasa de lo'amid, k'shem she yadua lo'kach yadua l'chah ha'olah, uvedava she omid, in other words, the dayanim happening to know doesn't allow for them to adjudicate based off of this principle. They have to know, unless they know it, based off of something that everybody would know. But if it's something, if their personal knowledge, they happen to have witnessed it, then this doesn't apply. Okay, so that's one yisod that comes out of this very important sugya, which is... what knowledge can the dayanim bring into the case to use to adjudicate the case? What type of knowledge? Another very interesting zach is this idea of lo teshmei gedolim riyah. So again, we saw the Ravid holds, or at least there's two lashoners in the Gemara are disagreeing whether Rabbi Akiva agrees to the principle of lo teshmei gedolim riyah. And what this might really depend on is what's the pshat? Is the pshat of lo teshmei gedolim riyah because dayanim can't wear two hats, can't be edim and dayanim, so the male, as long as they're only wearing one hat, it's okay. Or no, that they can't be edim and dayanim, they can't do both things, even if they're not wearing the hat of the edim. So this relates to a very interesting question of how does lo teshmei gedolim riyah work? Is it fundamentally a different type of din or not? So what would a nafkamina be? So the Minchas Chinuch has an interesting shaila. Do we say, nimsa achem and karvo pasul mizbatal kulo, if the dayanim are paskening based off of lo teshmei gedolim riyah? It's actually a debate whether we ever say lo teshmei gedolim riyah, I mean, nimsa achem karvo pasul, that it's batel for dayanim. But let's assume for a moment that we don't. What if the dayanim are paskening based off lo teshmei gedolim riyah? So what's the suffix? That's this question. In other words, is it pshat that when dayanim are paskening based off lo teshmei gedolim riyah, they're both basically, both edim and dayanim in the same case? But because it's live, it's fine. Oh, now if that's the pshat, so then what comes out is like this, is that if they're both edim and dayanim, and we have a principle of batla shar, right? Batla mitzas and batla kula by dayanim, by edim. So then it would be puzzle here. So that's a shaila. So he thought mitzadas farner lidiyesh lam din edim, and it's batla kulam. Then he quotes the Nesimus HaMishpat, who says no, that Luman de posek de ein karv apostle posel dayanim enu posel b'ra'u shedanim al pi riyasan. So if you look at, so that's a very interesting question, right? What, how do we look at lo teshmei gedolim riyah? If you look at the Encyclopedia Talmudit on lo teshmei gedolim riyah, it brings a whole bunch of other nafkaminas. It's endless on this very question. If you take a look, especially in footnotes 9 through 48. Okay. Now, on this topic of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, so there's, I guess we'll do this tomorrow. But we'll go through basically the four different sources for this halacha, the ones in Tosos. We'll talk briefly about the Rashbam that Tosos quotes in Baba Basra. It's worth looking at inside. It's on Kofiyud Gimel Amud Beis. And again, I think we'll go through that pretty quickly. I don't want to go through that so much, but those are the four makoros and the like. Talk a little bit about the difference between the nefashos and mamonos. Shitas Rashi, there's an interesting Mukha Yosef on Rashi and the like. Then I want to talk about umdina a little bit. Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Chacham and Shimon HaTimani. And what I want you to figure out is... Just one sec?
Yes.
Oh, we're just finished. I'm sorry. What I want you to figure out for tomorrow, okay, you ready? Who do we paskin like? Shimon Atemani, Rabbi Kiva, that is Rambam paskin. So the good news is you won't be able to cheat by looking at the Ein Mishpat, because there's not an Ein Mishpat in either opinion over here. But if you want a hint or a clue, take a look at Chovel Mazik, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Ches. And then you can try to figure out who we paskin like. And then go on in the Gemara. Go on in the Gemara till as far as you can get. We'll see how much we do tomorrow. Oh, the other very important thing we're going to do tomorrow, the most fun and geschmack thing we're going to do tomorrow, is this Gilyan Hashas from Rabbi Akiva Eger. So take a look at Rabbi Akiva Eger's question. Akiva Eger leaves off with the Tzachim Gadol, but the Ktzais answers the question. It's Simen Tafav Sifkan Beis, which is a really very important Yisod. The Yisod comes down to a very, very famous discussion as to whether or not there's ownership in Yisurei Hana. So do Rabbi Eger, do the Ktzais HaChoshen, and try to figure out if we own Yisurei Hana. And then you'll do this, you know, this Gemara over here, top of the page, and try to figure out Shitas Rambam, which is once again a tremendous mystery. Tremendous mystery. I don't know, we might not get that till Monday. We'll see. Okay.